This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, I think they worked hard to regain respect. I think they really got hurt when they went out to the West Coast and lost those two games.
Washington, Oregon.
Yeah, and like you keep waiting for that to happen because there's some schools, you know, the Blue Bloods, as they call them, like a Duke, a Kentucky, whatever, they can lose games and not affected much in the polls. But Maryland, it seems like they drop more than they should drop. So I'm just glad to see where they are now because this is when it counts anyway. All that other stuff in December, January doesn't really matter as you get close to the NCAA tournament.
That's the Hall of Famer, Gary Williams, turned 80 yesterday. Happy birthday, Gary Williams. He was on the coach's show this week, and music to Jason's ears as he referred to some of the Blue Bloods. He mentioned Kentucky. He mentioned Duke. Michigan State would be in that conversation as well. We watched what was fun on Wednesday. Obviously, the game wasn't fun. The finish wasn't fun. But watching Izzo berate the officials like after timeouts.
He knows how to work them.
It was something to see Wednesday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Coach Williams. He's a man after my own heart. That is, he's speaking my truth.
Yes, he is.
And we bring that up because it has been interesting to me. I see Wisconsin, you know, getting up there in the top eight, and people talking about Wisconsin as a 2 or 3 seed a couple weeks ago. Obviously, Michigan's been a top 10 team. And Purdue had their moments before they fell off. And it has been a struggle for the Terps to get into the top 20, let alone now higher. And if they do lose this game, which is obviously a possibility, I wonder how much it would work against them, even though it's a road game against a Michigan team that's been really good at home.
And they're ranked.
That has now lost a couple of games at home and are angry, right? And giving up 90 to Illinois and Sparty coming back on them and barely beating Rutgers and barely beating Nebraska on the road. I do think they would be penalized significantly for it. It would obviously compromise their ability to get double bye and therefore have ramifications on their overall seeding in the field of 64. So it's a big spot for them. I think Michigan's going to get calls. Like, I just do. And it would really behoove them to have the kind of first halves they were having a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's why I asked Gene. They're seventh in the country in first half scoring, but they have their two lowest first half scoring outputs over the past couple of games. I think getting off to a fast start is imperative, and something that we were talking to Greg Peterson about yesterday about Michigan and Gene mentioned it as well. Michigan turns the ball over 14.3 times per game. That's 21st most in the country, by far and away the most in the Big Ten.
And when you break down home road, because a lot of teams that are like that, there's it's huge splits between home and road. These guys turn it over at home at the same rate they do on the road.
But hopefully this gives an opportunity for Maryland to get out and run and get points in transition, turning that defense into offense.
What's weird is, and there are many different ways to cook a piece of fish, the Michigan State game offensively was just a rock fight in the first half. They did get off to a quick start at Penn State and then got super cold. Like they had looks. They had open looks, but couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah, Gillespie started the game 7-0. Then I think Miguel had seven straight points at that point, and that's when they cooled off.
Yeah, I mean, look, in a perfect world, Miguel and Rodney Rice are both hitting threes early in the game, and I'd like to see Jacoby Gillespie be able to get into this game as a facilitator, and then if these other guys start hitting threes, and now he's running off of screens himself and shooting that way, like, I think that's how you start building a bridge to, you know, them having one of, you know, the kind of prolific nights they can have offensively. But I'd love to see both those guys stroking it from the wing early. And you can tell when they're running to a spot before he passes it, it's usually on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting those threes, I think it sends shivers down the spines of the other team because you know that Gillespie can do that himself.
Obviously, Michigan doesn't have the rebounding prowess that Michigan State has, but they still have 2 7-footers. They cannot have a repeat of last Wednesday when Michigan State's getting offensive rebound after offensive rebound and second chance points.
Hey, Ben, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this one. And yes, Michigan has two bigs, but they're not the bruising bigs like Michigan State.
No, I don't think so. The one thing Michigan can shoot the ball like Maryland can. They shoot, percentage-wise, not well, but they're knocking down more threes per game than the Terps are. They also have the two bigs. They're not good defensively. Like, Michigan State's guys are all bought into that role, where Michigan's guys, they'll do some stuff offensively but aren't going to limit Derek Queen and Juju enough. I do think Danny Wolf's play has declined a little bit. Everybody saw him. He was dominating early on in the conference, and everybody was shocked just the way he handles the ball and everything. But he started going down a little bit, and that could be a big thing here. We've seen them play worse as he has, so hopefully that's a difference maker. But I think the matchup for Wolf will be Derek Queen, because Queen will be outside, where I think Vladdy will be inside with Reese.
So Maryland is now, according to some books, a 2.5-point dog in this game tonight, 6:30 start, 5:30 pregame coverage. Jason, you going to dabble on this
one
at all?
Not a dog in Gray Peterson's line.
No. That's a good point.
No, they're not. And when it got to two, I did take Maryland on the money line this morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I see a path to them winning this game. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think they're going to be able to win this game coming from behind. I just don't think that's going to be in the cards. And Michigan has been great in close and late situations, and the Terps have not. So I want to see them win the first half. I want to see them be able to play with a lead in the second half, because if they do, this Michigan team has started to find ways to lose themselves, and I think Michigan could become their own worst enemy, especially that backcourt that gets a little hyper, that gets it. Like, if Willard has a second-half lead and can press their backcourt, I think Maryland's in really good shape. If Maryland's playing from behind and that's a whole and the Wolverines can bleed the clock if they want, that's a whole different scenario.
Are you still feeling good about it, Ben?
I am. I feel pretty good. And another thing with Michigan, they're similar to the Terps, where a little bit more scoring from the bench, but they don't have a ton of guys running off the bench playing tons of minutes. They rely on a lot of their starters like the Terps do.
Bone, how are you feeling about this one?
I'm a little scared, I'm going to be honest.
This would be, it's just such a huge swing game for them, and getting the double bye would be massive, because unlike March Madness, where you get the day off in between, it's back to back to back, so I think it's going to be tight. I think that Maryland is going to come out stronger in the first half than they have over the past couple of games. I would like to see them win a tight game. I'm not going to say it with my chest, though.
Terps have had back-to-back subpar offensive performances. I think they get off the schneid offensively tonight. I think they're going to be able to create some turnovers. It's not going to be a blowout by any stretch, because Maryland doesn't really play those kind of games, but I do think they set up the opportunity to get themselves a double bye on Saturday with a win against Northwestern by beating Michigan tonight. Remember, that's a 6:30 tip. We're done a little early. 5:30 pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. And coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. And a lot of moves already being made as the new league year is next week. The legal tampering period starts early next week. Teams are getting stuff done. How can the Ravens create themselves some cap space? Well, we're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.